Welcome to the Launch with Words podcast with your host, Bridget Willard. We're going to talk about all things content, blogging, articles, videos, whatever has words and goes on your website. Hey, thanks for joining me today. In this episode, I get the question a lot, how often should I publish content on my website, or how often should I publish a blog post? That question is kind of a loaded question. It comes with the answer we all hate, which is, it depends. So some companies publish 4 times a week, some publish once a month, some publish once every quarter. The answer to the question and why I created Launch with Words based upon my ebook, if you don't mind your business, who will? Sorry. Is that you need to publish consistently. Okay? So, how often should you publish a blog post? Let's aim for once a month. Let's aim for once a month and see what you can put out there. It gives you something to share on your social media channels. It gives something for your customers to look at for validation, right? We talked about validation and discovery in season 1, episode 1. So how often should you publish? Why not start writing for once a month? That should take you about 2 hours a month, all right? And then when you feel like there's something extra, you can always publish extra, right? A good, healthy cadence for SEO, for search, is once a week. So try setting yourself some actual, achievable goals. A lot of marketers call them SMART goals, specific, measurable, whatever, okay? So there's an acronym. But what I learned from the construction industry is there are sometimes suicide bids, right? Suicide bids are bids that are underscoped, underpriced. There's no way they can finish that job. So you don't want a suicide goal, right? You want something that you can actually achieve. Can you, as a small business owner, put in your calendar 2 hours on the first Friday of every month to sit down at your computer and write? Now, you have options, and we're going to talk about that in episode 3, what if I'm not a good writer? But the point is, you have to set that time aside. Now, this is the perception that you as a business owner or someone on your staff is going to do this. So then in order to achieve a goal, a reasonable goal, right, is to actually set that time aside in your calendar and treat it as if it's just as important as a client meeting. Those client meetings you would never be late for. You would not give yourself excuses. And why shouldn't you, as a business owner, care about the blog on your website? Because a website without a blog is an empty, empty storefront. Okay, so set aside those 2 hours. Now, as you have budget to dedicate to marketing, you can always outsource and hire writers, okay? But for you to care about your business in this way is so important. You can always have an editor. We're going to talk about that next time. But do that. Get the ideas out of your head. I have great prompts in either my ebook, If You Don't Mind Your Business, Who Will? Or within the starter pack for the free Launch with Words WordPress plugin that installs on your website as 12 blog drafts, and you fill out the answers. It's just like me sitting next to you. But this whole podcast isn't supposed to be an infomercial. The point is that if you have specific goals, okay, so your specific goal is to publish once a month. It's measurable. You did it or you didn't, right? SMART I forgot what A is. I forgot, actually forgot what A is. Reasonable and timely. Achievable, I think it is. Specific, measurable, achievable are relevant. Good grief. See, marketers have all these acronyms. I can't even remember them. Here's the deal. Set time aside, get it done, put it on your website, put it in your calendar. You can do this. I know you can do this. I've been training people for decades. So, what blog post are you going to write this month? Send me an email at hello@bridgetwillard.com. I want to read your blog post. I'll be your accountability partner. How about that? You just send it to me and say, hey, Bridget, I heard this podcast. I'm writing you at hello@bridgetwillard.com to say, thank you for being my accountability buddy. And you know what? I appreciate you spending time with me today. And I hope that you feel encouraged and knowing in your soul that nobody knows your business better than you. So why shouldn't you position yourself as the expert that you are? Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for listening to Launch With Words, a podcast by BridgetWillard.com. If you like this podcast, why not go ahead and share it with your friends, small business owners, peers, your brother. Oh, I really appreciate your attention. If you have any ideas, contact me on my website. Follow me at Bridget M. Willard on Twitter. And I hope to see you on the next episode or the next season.